Thank you for holding. Is this Brandon?
Landon.
Oh, Landon. She had it was Brandon. Okay. Let me fix this. Hi, Landon. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm just cruising down the road, so you got me for 2 or 3 minutes if you need me.
2 or 3 minutes. Okay. Well, I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing. Did you have any questions aside from just the cost?
Well, so I'm working, I just started working with Angie's leads.
Yeah, she sent me that.
And so she was, mm-hmm. Yeah, so she was saying, so that's a per lead charge.
Right.
And so it depends on the kind of lead that it is, whether it's you might call it an opportunity lead or a fixed lead, or anyway, prices mm-hmm. vary between. So my typical visit charge for this kind of specialized science-based service is $250. So,
wow.
So they're charging me between 7% and 15% per lead, depending upon how qualified and how unique, how likely it is that I'm the only person who's going to be able to work on the lead.
Right. I've been doing this for 12 years, and Home Advisor was called Service Magic when I first started.
Uh-huh.
And I know that they charge you for the lead even if you don't get the job.
That's correct.
So you're basically gambling. I mean, it's like buying scratchers. They give you some information, you pay for the information, and then, you know, you might get it, you might not. Yeah.
Yes, I understand. They offered me a first 10 leads money back guarantee if I don't like the service.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're definitely going to get something out of 10.
Well, we'll see. If it's 1 out of 10, then it's not worth it.
Right.
If it's eight or nine out of ten, then mm-hmm. then yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You know how they get their leads?
No.
Google advertising.
I'm guessing that they look. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
No, it's the truth.
Yeah.
If you look up your services, they're on the first page, but they won't be listed where we're talking about listing it. They'll actually be underneath it. And there's multiple guys. And so they get a lead from Google, they'll sell it to 4 or 5 people for a lead fee, and then they charge you all the lead fee, and one person gets it. And that's how they make their money. You know, the other three guys are paying a lead fee for nothing. So if we list you independently here, Landon, it cuts out the middleman in that situation. And just let your customers find you independently and call you directly.
Okay, and so how much is it a month for this, for a small business like mine? I mean, you know, if I make $600 or $700 a week, I just do this on the side. That's a pretty busy week for me.
Right. So limited capacity. I mean, to get you the best campaign and the most bang for your buck, you know, you'd be looking at $249.
$250 a month?
It'd be $249 exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. What is that? Just a reoccurring charge to my credit card? Is that how that works?
Right, it's a month to month, so it would be set up to automatically process each month.
Right, and so I'm driving right now. Can you send me an email with that, and when I get back, I can look at it tonight and decide what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I could send you everything in writing. We're just a Google partner, though. We're not actually Google. So when the spots open up, yeah, they give us a list, and then my reps, they kind of just call out until it fills.
Right. Well, if it's in a category of business like mole testing, there are not going to be many people who call to fill up that slot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of them, but a lot of it's in like home inspection is actually like the category, and then you have keywords within the category. So like mold testing, asbestos testing, mold remediation, things like that. That falls into that category of home inspection. So you're in the home inspector category. There's about 32 of you that qualify for the one opening. But what happens when we fill the spot, we customize the campaign to that business's keywords. So for you, you know, if you said, hey, you wanted to do it, we would do a client interview and we would actually customize the campaign. So that way you're only showing for like mold testing and the services that you want to be found for. We won't just throw you up there for general home inspection. Unless
okay.
That's what you wanted.
Okay.
Right? So, but
no,
you're in a general category.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So your Google agreement covers a general category, but I'm a very particular slice within that.
Right, you're a niche within that. So we still would want to customize it though, so that way every call that you're getting is qualified. You know, if somebody types in remediation, you know, one of the other services that you provide, then. So we would customize the campaign to you and your business.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I can't really do anything right now because I'm driving, but like I said, if you could email me that at LCG, three initials, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, at bioremsci.com, bioremsci.com.
I think I missed some of that, but what I'm going to do, I'll text it over to you.
Just for
convenience. We have some automations that I could just kind of send out so you get a general outline. You're going to see some different pricing structures on there though. So if it's something where you want to sit down and actually be specific about what I just offered you, call in and then I can kind of go over it with you. But you're going to see a lot bigger numbers on there, you know, than what I just quoted for that.
Well, so I like your idea. Like I said, I can, I was going to look and compare and see, but your idea of me appearing up instead of, through Angie's List probably makes sense to me. So
yeah, it's always better to be listed independently and, you know, even long term, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but even long term, the benefits of this are huge because, you'll have your own business profile online that's verified with your own reviews. When you're on a platform like Home Advisor, you pay an annual fee and you build up all these reviews, right? Each review you probably pay 2 or 3 lead fees for in order to get that customer and get the review. But then you build it up over time and the only way it stays up there is if you keep paying them every year to renew and stay on there, right? With us, even if you're not on the first page anymore, let's say you discontinued it at one point, well, people will still be able to look up your company by name and see your reviews and everything that you've done. So from a branding perspective, nothing's going to beat it. And I know at some point, you know, you're going to want to have that. And obviously you didn't build the website for people to not be able to find you when they're looking for what you do. So I think it's, you're already kind of making progress towards it. It's just we have to have the availability in order to get you up there, and that's kind of like the final stone.
Okay. Well, like I said, so maybe I can make it easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you could send me that offer, the $249, at lcgmiller@yahoo.com,
mm-hmm.
that'll be easy for you to knock out. And I'll have it in conjunction with your text, and I'll get back to you ASAP.
Okay. What was the email again?
lcgmiller@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll do it. I usually don't, though, to be honest with you. They'll send me another call before I finish typing up this email for you.
Okay.
But I'll send it over.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.